producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Would you like to tell us where to go? Wait a minute, let me rephrase that.
I have my moments.
Would you like to have us interview somebody? What sort of guests? I find myself sometimes flummoxed because I don't usually like to have guests on the program because most of them that are available or around don't have much to say. And so we limit the participation of people to certain experts or people that are following events in the world, that sort of thing. I think oftentimes there are very interesting people that are out there. Most of you are very interesting. Let's face it. Well, whether you can do your own radio program, sometimes that's technique as much as anything else. Why are you laughing?
Because he was funny. Whether you're interesting, I don't know if you can do your own radio show, but you're interesting.
But you see, that's it. There are a lot of people doing radio shows that are just not interesting.
Yeah,
but they are very
easy.
Yeah, I mean, there is a way. The people who have succeeded doing this have a background usually in radio. The ones who are still around that are successful, with the exception of Gordon Liddy, and I'm not even really sure about Dave Ramsey, what his beginnings were. I don't think they were in radio. But there are fewer and fewer people around. Well, there's just fewer and fewer people on the air. One way or the other, how you slice it. But most of the good hosts are people who have had some sort of music radio background. That was the case. Now that's changing a bit. But anyway, the point that I'm trying to make here is in a way to find interesting folks who have important things to say, sometimes it would be good to rely on you. Because you have a life that's full, hopefully, of interesting people. Maybe you'd like us to meet somebody in your life, or you. Send your idea along. I'm not asking this because I think we need it. I'm asking it because I would like to have as much variety in opinion and voice on this program as I can possibly get. So if you have somebody or you'd like to spend some time with us, just call 888-302-3684. Richie, get the information, or you can email me, Doug, or Rich at DougSteffen.com, or Ken, too, as far as that's concerned. The situation with, I find myself talking a lot about my experience in Chicago this past weekend for any number of reasons. I do like to go to Chicago. I had not ever been to a Farm Aid performance before, so I wanted to see what it was all about. I'm now doing a new show called The American Family Farmer, and in that show, we focus on exactly the audience for Farm Aid, the family farmer struggling, needs support. So I did not realize the history of this event. Some of you may have known that Bob Dylan was one of the people featured in the first Live Aid concert in 1985. Did you know that? July of 1985, they were raising money for the starving Ethiopians. And Bob Dylan was on stage, and he didn't really support the Live Aid concept when it came to the Ethiopians. He said on the stage that we needed to have an aid concert to help family farmers in America. There are 2 million farmers that are struggling in our country, he said, on the stage of Live Aid. So what happened with that message, it went back. He apparently called Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson was a obviously connected, because he has his own farm, to the farm business, and had been talking in his concerts and had done some benefit concerts to help farm organizations. So Bob Dylan said, how about you get a group of people together, I'll go with you. And although Bob Dylan didn't want to be a part of the organization of it, what Willie Nelson did was call Neil Young. He called Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash did not want to be on the board. John Mellencamp said he'd help. And at that time, he was just a very young performer. So they had Neil Young.
85, John Mellencamp was in his prime.
Was he?
Yeah.
He looks good. For a guy who's abused himself as much as many people say he has, he was the one who showed up and really gave a performance. Of the people we saw, Meredith and I agreed that Mavis Staples and John Mellencamp and those kids, Imagine Dragon, were the three best performers on the stage for the 6 hours we sat there.
I'm surprised Mellencamp's voice is still holding up.
Mellencamp
had
it.
I saw him on TV and he did not sound good.
Nah, he was okay, Richie. He showed up for this. Whereas Willie Nelson didn't really, and Neil Young didn't.
Willie Nelson is god-awful now.
Yeah.
It just gets horrible.
But you know what? He's done such a great job.
Yeah.
You know, give him that much credit.
Can't really
listen, you got to respect the guy. But
absolutely.
At least put six working strings on your guitar if you're going to come out and make pay to see you.
In the 1980s, when this thing started, the operators in our country who were losing their farms then, and this is when the collapse of the American farm, the 1980s, is when the leadership of our country was so bad that it didn't pay attention to the needs that the farmers had. And frankly, let's face it, the farmer is the person who's feeding you, unless you're buying processed foods. And or you're buying stuff that's grown in some other.
I think the 80s is when the age of shipped food really
started.
Took off.
Yes, right.
It started earlier.
Yeah, but no, it was easy to transport food around. You're right, Regina.
International food. So we were shipping food to other countries.
Yep. And then
we were getting food to other countries. And
how much sense does that
really
make, by the way?
Up. It doesn't,
we're selling
sense.
Our food here.
Except for bananas.
To other countries. You know. And we're buying food from them, and it's the same food. We're buying grain from China. We're buying corn from Brazil.
In many cases, and we ship ours there, and they ship theirs here.
Exactly.
It really is kind of counterintuitive.
Right. Yes, it is. All right. So anyway, I just wanted to wrap up my overview. We went online because I still can't remember. There was a song we saw. I can't remember who it was that did it. And now I can't remember the name of the song. But there were the people at the first, there were 26,000 people, by the way, at this event over this past weekend. The first one was in Champaign, Illinois. B.B. King was there, Richie, Billy Joel, Foreigner, the Beach Boys, Johnny Cash. It was a great, 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 great event. They've raised about $50 million to help family farmers since 1985.
Which is a poke in...
It isn't as much as you'd like to think. But it's the only nonprofit that's really working toward the benefit of the family farmer who works toward the benefit of you. That's what's so sad and crazy about this, that we have to have an organization like this to support the means by which we get our food. Hello? Ding, da da ding, da da ding, da da ding, da da ding, ding.
How many family farms have decreased?
Since the farm aid started?
Yeah, since it began.
The farm population has gone down about 10% a year, every year since then. Now there are fewer than 2%, about 1.5% of the families in this country or the farms in this country are owned by families.
Wow.
And it used to be...
It's all big corporation.
Yeah, it's all big. That's one of the big things at this event.
Yeah.
They focus on corporate farming and how it affects what you can buy, what you can eat. That's why the locavore movement is so strong in this country now, because when people realize what crap there is, and it's hard, hard to get away from the GMO foods. And people just don't want GMO foods. I was talking yesterday about this, the French government went after Monsanto. And they took them to court because of the problems that people were having in that country with the Roundup. A couple of farmers had died, and Monsanto kept fighting and fighting and fighting. And they've been through every court of jurisdiction that there was in France. And finally, the person that sued Monsanto prevailed. And Monsanto is going to have to pay, I don't know what the fine is, $14, $15 million to the family because this guy died. And I don't know that, you know, it's not that so much. It's just that they're so preoccupied with control. They are the worst of the worst, and there are some bad ones, ADM, Cargill, some of these outfits, but Monsanto is the worst of the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, they're making loads of money. I said to Meredith on the way home, I had a lot of respect. I still like Steve Forbes. Kind of, I liked his philosophy. But when Forbes magazine 3 or 4 years ago ran a cover story about Monsanto and its chief executive as being the chief executive of the year, and Monsanto being the best run company, and the company that other people should look to,
you
in
could
America.
Make a case that they're organized,
well-run,
and profitable.
Absolutely. Yep. And isn't that what business is all about?
Well, I mean, when you look at it in purely business, you know, tactics, yeah, sure.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
I see it.
Yep. It's 16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Who is the latest nominee that is causing some concern in Washington? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life, Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running, from batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy 2 desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
19 after the hour, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, and Rich McFadden and I here with the latest nominee to get attention and scrutiny. Eric Fanning has been nominated as the next Secretary of the Army. He is a gay man, active in the LGBT community, first out of service. In other words, he's never been in the service. I just wonder out loud why it is. Is it just to push the envelope? The equality thing
definitely
is important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's been Undersecretary of the Army since June, and so he's been involved in this. One of the things that needs attention are the suicide rates among post-war soldiers.
Definitely.
I think that's the biggest thing, whether that becomes the focal point or whether the people in the Senate will ask him about his sexual preference. I ask the question because I think that there are distractions. Not that I think that this is an appropriate job, but...
Can't you imagine a day when we don't have to say that, though?
Yeah, I guess.
Someone gay,
yeah.
A woman, or
yeah,
a black
I'm
person.
That he's never served in the service, and in the military, and he's running part of it now.
Yeah, that's another one of the problems here. 21 after the hour.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is the Nick Winter Show, and I do the entertaining. Thank you. Let's go out with something really hot for these folks. A big hit out of 77. Ah, Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars. Black and evil mask. Did he scare you as much as he scared me? Star Wars. Those men in Star Wars. My seventh winner
so
right there.
That's Bill Murray from The Obvious. The video of the day today at DougStefan.com is from Bill Murray. He's joining Conan O'Brien and others in donating a joke for the Pope. This is a charitable campaign. Produced by an app created by the Pontifical Mission Societies in the U.S. Campaign is simple. Donate a joke to a cause that you're passionate about. The Pope is going to pick one of them Murray apparently has been his honorary advisor for pontifical comedy. Even better, the winning joke selected will get a $10,000. The cause that this person is behind gets $10,000 donation. Richie, well, you got to see this, really. But I think this is cool. Listen to a little of the audio.
Your Holiness. Pope Francis, Frankie, did you hear about the two antenna that got married? Yeah, the service wasn't so great, but the reception was fantastic.
He's just there afterwards. If you guys see it, it's really funny because he's kind of got that nervous Bill Murray look. And
right.
He just kind of gulps after the joke.
You, Roberta, know why the guys that are stormtroopers have been buying iPhones?
Tell me why stormtroopers.
You're the only one who hasn't had to sit this yet.
Oh, quiet. You're such a perfect person when it comes to jokes. All right. The answer is because they couldn't find a droid.
Oh. A droid? You see?
The droid you're looking for.
Droid's a cell phone?
Our poll today at DougSteffen.com. Martin, if you get out of the way of my clock, please, you're in my line of fire. Are you going to see Pope Francis during his visit to the U.S.?
Did I just hear a duck?
Yes, you did.
Quack.
Yeah. Doug, I think you left a window open.
Either that or you need to take a break.
That was earlier. Too much fruit. Hour three. You want to listen to Jennifer talk about her private parts? That's hour three.
I did not talk about my private parts. I talked about poop.
Steffen.com. Anyway,
stop it.
Are you going to see the Pope during his visit is the poll today. A, yes, I'm excited. B, I think so. C, I haven't been able to get tickets. D, I don't live anywhere near where he'll be. E, I have no interest in seeing the Pope. I don't know where I come down on that.
I'm 3 miles away, and I don't feel like going through the mad.
No, it'll be a mess. It'll be a mess.
Crazy.
Yep. That's what's going to happen.
Did I tell you, you know, the Vatican has a mansion on Embassy Row on Massachusetts Avenue.
Really?
Next door is the Vice President's.
It's going to be a mess.
A house.
Yeah.
Next to that is the British Embassy, where a friend of mine is the head of security. But
so
then right behind.
Catholic, right?
Right behind.
Is that why he picked it?
Yeah. Then right behind that is the Clinton Mansion. Oh, it backs up to the British Embassy, which is right next to the Vatican.
The Clinton
Mansion. They call it the Clinton Mansion.
Why?
Because it's a big, expensive house.
Is it really?
In Washington. Oh, yeah.
Oh, handy.
You're down on that block. Whoop.
Hi, 28 after on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Author Ransom Riggs' latest novel, Library of Souls, is the third book in the New York Times bestselling Miss Peregrine's Peculiar Children series. We spoke with him about his new book and the wildly successful young adult novels.
It was kind of like a bad cold that you couldn't shake. When the book first came out, there were actually some bookstores who were reluctant to stock it because the cover was strange and it was, you know, this weird mashup of genres. But it found a groundswell of support online with bloggers and some reviewers, and it had this like really devoted base, small base of fans, and it just kept growing sort of organically over the years. When I was writing the first one, I had ideas about a larger world and adventures that could take place in it. There's, of course, in the first Miss Peregrine book, we see one time loop, Miss Peregrine's loop, full of the children that she has saved and live there. But that there are many more loops and many more groups of peculiar children in the world is implied, but you don't really see them. So I knew there was this whole world out there of other loops and other peculiars that I really wanted to explore in the following books. But at first, I only had a book deal for one book. So I left the ending a little bit open. I gave myself a door to go through if the chance arose to write more books. And luckily it did, and I was able to go through that door.
That's Ransom Riggs, the New York Times best-selling author of Library of Souls, the third novel of Miss Peregrine's Peculiar Children, which has just been released. Insight Daily Radio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hour. When I say we, I mean Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn here on Good Day With Me, Richard Fenn at the controls in our studio in Washington. There's a drug called Daraprim, D-A-R-A-P-R-I-M. Yesterday, the cost of the drug went from $13.50 a pill to $750 a pill. This is a drug that treats a rare infection, can be used as part of a cancer treatment, HIV treatment. Company was bought by Turing Pharmaceuticals. The drug is 60 years old. Turing decided it wanted to make a big profit off the pill. So this is a 5,000% increase in the price.
Homie, geez, doctors but I think 13 upset. Bucks sounds expensive.
Patient, yeah, it does, actually.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, like, a pill costs, like, what, 10, 15 cents to make?
Yeah, yeah. I paid 50. Well, you're not paying for the pill.
You're paying for marketing.
For R&D.
Yeah, research, development. But it's 60 years old, Richie. So that tells you something.
Yeah. I just paid $50 for one of my son's prescriptions the other day.
Pretty shocking. Here's another shocking bit of information for us to chew on. There's a new study out this week found the brains of 87 out of 91 dead NFL players shows signs of degenerative brain disease associated with concussions. This comes from my friends at Seriscan in Denver, who have been on the leading edge of this. I started talking about it after I went there to have my brain examined, and then they compared my brain to their, what do they call it, benchmarks, to the benchmark study, mostly of NFL players. And I looked at my brain, looked at their brain, and you could really see, because you understand the color scheme, they explain to you what it all means. But these are players, they've researched players who have been high school athletes, college athletes, semi-pro athletes, as well as the brains of people, of men who played in the NFL. So this is pretty damning stuff. It isn't off the mark from what we've heard before. It's just that, I've had this conversation with Meredith because she doesn't agree with me on my approach to the NFL is not, well, it isn't so much the NFL, it's to football. I believe, and maybe she doesn't know how to think about it, I believe that you're a bad parent if you encourage or allow your son to play football or hockey.
It's a very, very, very strong statement.
Very strong, very strong
statement. And most people probably would not agree with you.
Like, well, that's fine. But they don't know what I know. And that may be sounding a little bit arrogant.
Not as smart as you as all.
Well, I don't know whether they're not as smart as I am. Maybe that's the case, too.
No, but what Doug says, I mean, as far as the protection goes, I mean, he's right. A lot of people in these careers, especially wrestling or football, probably are the most problematic, have a really high chance of head injury. But here's the deal. We're doing ourselves a disservice by not teaching children how to play the game right. What we've done is we've created this society of blood-hungry, gladiator type,
right.
You know, a gladiator.
You don't want to watch dogs being eaten by other dogs, that kind of stuff.
If you play football the way football is meant to be played, you will not, your chance of injury will be there, but it's going to be much lower.
So fast, so hard.
Right. We want to see high-hitting, high-scoring games. I mean, we've seen all sports.
The other day from a former player. He suggests taking helmets out of the game altogether.
Really?
Like rugby. And it will decrease the speed and the ferocity at which they hit each other and be a much safer game.
Right.
Right. So
Let me put this twist on it. That's interesting.
Let me put this twist on it. And this came out of our discussion because Meredith is very much a you make up your own mind and you live your own life sort of person. So she said, and I have a hard time arguing with this. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time arguing with her about most anything, but I have a hard time arguing this. She said, all these people that play football are aware of the consequences and the potential danger when they sign up to play the game.
Nowadays,
so if they decide to play the game, then and they're getting paid all this money, they've made a decision that they're going to put their lives on the line. And if they want to make the bucks and take the risk, that's their decision. The NFL should not be sued. That's her point.
Right.
Don't sue the NFL because all the information is there. Now, they may have covered some of it up, if that's what you're suggesting, Richie, but it is a choice. You have a choice. You don't have to play football if you don't want to. Yeah, you make a lot of money if you're good at it.
But when it comes down to,
Right, go ahead.
I would say, when it comes down to kids, though, Doug, any other parent putting their child in a position where they could be potentially injured would be looked at by authorities as, as an unfit parent.
Thank you.
If parents put their kids
so
into things
kinds
like football.
Issues.
And by the way, boys ice hockey causes just as many head injuries as football.
It's horrible. So there are two issues.
But a lot of people listen here, listen to this conversation and say, you're just part of the wussification of America.
Let them say that. I don't have that. I take no credence in that point of view whatsoever. I am not like that. I am more interested in the health and well-being of children coming into healthy adulthood. And this is not the ticket to get into healthy adulthood. This is bad stuff.
Hey, I don't let my kids.
So, of course you don't.
He didn't ask.
No.
So, but I wouldn't push.
But in this circumstance, we have two or three different arguments here. Did the NFL know what the problem is? Yes. Did they keep it in players? Yes. Players have a responsibility to obviously get, if they're getting paid a lot of money, they have to do a good job. They are signing up, however, for a way to make money. The average NFL player makes $700,000 to $900,000 a year.
Entry level.
The entry level people, All right, so then do you have a problem with this? I was just interested to look at this story that we're carrying that's trending on Good Day today. The body of Todd Ewen, E-W-E-N, was found in his home. He was apparently the victim of a suicide, 49 years old.
He was a hockey player, right?
Yes. Yep. He was depressed.
Yep. Kind of an enforcer.
Authorities say a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So they're still trying to collect all the info, but yet you look at, and he was an enforcer, you look at the suicide that has happened to a number of NHL players. So does this lead to louder calls for more people? I mean, in this case, the enforcers, what do? They go out there and they fight all the time, right? They're just, they go out and fight on the ice. They beat people up, and they're beaten up. So if you go to hockeyfights.com, you'll see a number of these fights involving this guy who was clobbered pretty much every game. That's what happens to these people that the enforcers.
Well,
they get whacked with the sticks, whacked in the head,
although
neck,
nowadays,
shoulders,
you know,
back.
Unfortunately for his for this guy, hockey was a little different a few years ago. They've changed the rules with sticks now, and they've made it very tough penalties if you use your stick against somebody, even when you're playing. And it's
does that make
a
it easier
thing
for these enforcers? Then they're going to live longer.
It makes it easier for the player. I think it definitely makes it safer for the players, because even if you, let's just say you do a high stick, you raise your stick up too high to shoot at the puck, they'll nail you right away. You're supposed to keep that stick on the ice, and it's really tough penalties if you don't. So I think the NHL, we should give the, you know, if we're going to be talking about how bad they are, we should give the NHL some props, because I think that is a really good rule change that maybe doesn't make it as exciting for the people, but makes it safer for the players.
Hmm. And I'll tell you, the NFL has tried to enforce rules that will make it head safe to play the game now.
Yeah.
But all it's doing is it's crushing knees. They are taking out every single week because you're not allowed to.
Some guy loses a couple of weeks because he got whacked in the knee this past weekend.
Oh, no, you're getting knee replacement at age 35.
Yeah. Wow.
It's just, I mean, every week you see 2-3 guys lose a knee. And it's not just a sore knee. They're tearing ligaments.
Yeah, they're ripping the knees.
ACLs are just gone.
Making a mess out of them. Yep. So why are we so fascinated by this? It's very frustrating, frankly, in the manner of speaking. All right.
The sad part is, just the last 30 seconds on this, is people who don't get to make it to the professional level and never make the big bucks.
Play hard and don't make the money.
And still get the repercussions of playing all through high school and all through college.
Some good news for people who live in Alaska. And what would you do if you found $1,300 in a Domino's box? Answer to that in a matter of moments. 43 past the hour on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Inventory is everything. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is
Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
All right, now we have 46 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The good news from Alaska today is that if you are a resident there, you'll be getting this week a check from the state of Alaska for $2,072.
All right.
That's the amount every single citizen of Alaska gets.
You get paid
because each year there is a fund that comes from the natural resources, i.e. oil, that's how you read that. They pay out, there's a fund that has been permanently established, so all generations, everybody who lives in Alaska from now until forever will benefit from the natural resources in the state, mostly oil and gas. This is the biggest check has ever been sent. And the checks probably will get bigger and bigger and bigger because there's more and more stuff that's being found, natural gas, amazing, above the coast of Alaska. So that's good news for them. Now, here's a story that it seems to me we would all sort of like to encounter. Domino's Pizza offered a customer free pie for a year after he returned $1,300 in cash. It was mistakenly delivered to his house, along with a pizza. Mike
Vargas. Who was supposed to get it?
Well, I don't know that that's clear. But that's the question that I had, frankly, too. He ordered a pizza, and he got wings along with it, and Domino's delivers. Gee, what a slogan. That's an idea for an ad campaign, huh? Domino's delivers. So they delivered the pizza in a box, and in the box was $1,300 in cash.
With the pizza?
With the pizza.
So, like, was it full of, like, tomato sauce and stringy cheesy stuff?
The $100?
Who I didn't get that money in a pizza box for safekeeping?
It's a drug deal.
That's right. What it is. I know, come on.
Was a drug dealer went to the wrong place. Would you say that that's probably it? How do you think that's what it is? Yeah.
Yeah, it was in a chicken wings box.
So instead, he sends the money back to Domino's. The general manager gives him free pizza for life, and that's the end of that. So the general manager's in on this.
I ordered so much pizza just to make up for that $1,300 I had in my hands and I lost. Wouldn't you? Come on, pizza every day.
Well, but under
for the entire block, yes.
It's nice that he returned the money, but the question remains, what was the money for? And that's what everybody's asking. Does that make sense? Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't say here.
What does it say?
It doesn't say.
No, it doesn't.
It says, he says, you shouldn't keep it. You should keep it. You shouldn't keep it. You should keep it. And then
she loves me. She loves me not.
He said, I wanted to keep it, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
keep it, don't keep it, keep it, don't keep it.
That was, and it, this is in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, something funky was going on.
Yep, I would have kept that
money so fast.
Da-da-da-da.
That was right. Dirty money, and nobody would have ever been able to report it legally.
No, right. Significant numbers of millennials describe their generation as self-absorbed, wasteful, and greedy. According to a new survey, that would be the generation under Jennifer. I don't believe that you are self-absorbed, wasteful, and greedy. I don't even think that I think that's not limited to a particular age group. I think there are a lot of people in every generation that you can find that are self-absorbed.
20-somethings are pretty self-absorbed because they really, I mean, they've had it easy. Everything's been at their fingertips.
There's a helicopter crowd.
Yeah.
Helicopter parents and all that sort of thing. Yeah, right. But, you know, in effect, there are lots of people. We all know people who would fit into this, and they're all our ages. You know, and all of us are different ages. I know people who are like that. That's
the 80s was a whole decade of greed.
Exactly. Thank you. 51 after on Good Day.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Our tech talk guy about the tsunami that's going to hit the East Coast after the asteroid crashes into the ocean tomorrow and wipes out pretty much the first 40 miles inland of every part of our coastline.
All the good news. We had a tsunami watch on the west.
If that's what's really going to happen tomorrow, I'm having dinner at In-N-Out Burger tonight.
Just because life is short.
I'm having two double-doubles.
As long as you're going to do that, you might as well go to Carl's. If you're going to go to In-N-Out Burger, the Carl's burgers are much greasier, gooier, gookier.
Those In-N-Out Burgers are so good.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to go to In-N-Out Burger, and then after that, I'm going to go to Five Guys.
Pancakes.
And I'm going to have dessert at IHOP.
Going on a burger tour.
Under the blue roof.
Greg Sabin is here.
Get a shake at Sonic while you're doing that.
Sonic is great. Oh, perfect. Yeah, yeah. And then stop at Arby's on your way back. All right, let's see here. Greg Sabin is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. That gives him some credibility, and that's why he's here, because we all know the number one most important thing if you're on a Good Day program is that you have credibility. And so Greg has credibility.
It's not my good looks?
No, it's your charm, personality,
well,
and...
Good. It's
Yeah. There is an and on top of all of this. Okay, so a lot of technology information that we need to impart on you. Let's see how much time we have for it in a moment right after these words.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Greg Stebbins is here on Good Day with all of us. Let's see if we can make heads or tails. Yesterday, I was sad that I didn't get to talk to you more about Apple, because I think that we need to talk more about Apple. I just think Apple needs more promotion, needs more attention, needs more understanding.
And the one thing underdog.
But I do want to actually clarify for my own interests the cost of the phone leasing system. It seems to me you told us when this first got started that it was $32 a month. I saw an ad over the weekend for $15 a month.
Yes.
And so what is it? Which is the right number?
Both. Both are the right. So 32, and there's some numbers in between. So
okay. So what predicates the number? What's the difference in the charge?
So the $32 number is an entry-level number from Apple. You go to get the phone directly from Apple at an Apple store. You do not go to your carrier store.
Yeah.
And it includes Apple Care, which is an extended warranty and will cover you for two broken phones a year. The $15 number is from Sprint. It's only available from Sprint. You have to get it from Sprint. Sprint will be your carrier as long as you're part of the program, and that's a limited time offer, at which point it will go up to $22 a month. If you get your phone from Apple, your phone will work on any carrier. So if a month into it you don't like your carrier and you haven't signed a contract, like Verizon is no longer requiring contracts, you can say bye-bye carrier and go to another carrier. And in many ways, I think that's a better deal for people. It gives you much more flexibility. So if the quality of their service drops or your life changes, so you're living somewhere different or working somewhere different and your phone doesn't work, you don't have to suffer through bad phone service that you pay a lot of money for. You can just go to a different carrier.
All right. Thank you for that. Now, the next question has to do with this report today that more people have died from taking selfies than being eaten by sharks. I don't know who came up with that comparison. Or why, another news media pile of you know what.
Hard hitting.
Right, exactly. However, it does raise the question about using these sticks, because that's really what's happening. These people are using these selfie sticks.
And selfies in general. I mean, one of the things, this is not the first time this has been reported, people are putting themselves at greater risk while on vacations to get better pictures to share on Facebook.
Not too smart. All right, Facebook is not the end all and be all, boys and girls. Thank you to Greg Stebbin, who's here every day with us, pretty much every day on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best.
Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.